Current News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. and Iran have launched a military strike against Iran, I should say, the U.S. and Israel. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting.
The United States military began major combat operations in Iran.
President Trump announced the military action after weeks of a U.S. military buildup in the region and the failure of recent nuclear talks. In a video statement, he called on the Iranian people to seize control of their country from the Islamic regime.
When we are finished, take over your government. It will be yours to take. This will be probably your only chance for generations.
The president also warned of possible American casualties during the combat operations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More details on today's attack from correspondent George Williams in this report. And here is correspondent George Williams.
I think he reset the political conversation. He wove these stories of patriotism into the speech in such a kind of dramatic and captivating way that Democrats didn't know what to do. And then in that very important moment when he asked Congress to stand up if they believed that the government's primary responsibility was protecting American citizens, not illegal aliens, the Democrats sat down.
Michelangelo's The Last Judgment is getting a facial. The Vatican Museums today unveiled how restorers are removing a chalky white film of salt that has accumulated over the fresco since its last major renovation 3 decades ago. They're using a simple technique, Japanese rice paper dipped in distilled water and then applied to the fresco to remove that film. The film has formed thanks to the nearly 25,000 people who pass through the Vatican Museums each day, everyone emitting particles. This is SRN News. A new poll charts faith and education.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the religious communities whose members are most likely to have at least a bachelor's degree are Hindus. 70% of them have a BA or more, followed by Jews at 65%. The survey also finds that 44% of Muslims have a degree, as do 40% of mainline Protestants. Only 29% of evangelical Protestants have a bachelor's, along with 24% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington reporting.
Support for capital punishment remains fairly strong in the U.S., even though nearly half of the states have outlawed it. According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe that it is acceptable for the state to execute a person who has been convicted of murdering somebody else. Amongst religious people, almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment. This is SRN News. Elon Musk shut down unauthorized Russian access to Starlink in early February at Ukraine's request, causing a sharp drop in the number and accuracy of Russian attacks.
The move created battlefield confusion among Russian forces, enabled Ukrainian cyber operations to exploit the disruption, and left Russia scrambling for less effective communication alternatives. Ukraine's defense minister had appealed directly to Musk, leading to a whitelist for Ukrainian terminals and denial of service to Russian units.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting. And they say it's helping Ukraine in its battle against Russia. The Russian soldiers reporting a total loss of internet connectivity in some cases, leading to reduced offensive capability. And in some areas, they've been forced to retreat because of their diminished internet capacity. More on these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.